Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
From the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananda in Miami, Florida. And tonight Swamiji will lecture on Upanishad. And now Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananda.
Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranah Chakshu Shotramatho Valmindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Aham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamastu Anirakaranam Meyastu Tadatmani Nirate Ye Upanishadu Dharma Te Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the peace chant of Chandogya Upanishad. I'll just give you the literal meaning. May my limbs, speech, pranas, eyes, ears, strength, and all the senses develop and be nourished. Nothing should remain undernourished. That's also a subtle point. You live through the world to get increasingly nourished. More and more. Ahara shuddhau sattva shuddhi. If your food is pure, your internal movement becomes purer and purer. And the deepest internal within you is the chitta, the very unconscious, the basis of the entire existence in this relative world. And that becomes pure. Ahara shuddhau sattva shuddhi. Sattva shuddhau dhruva smriti. Once chitta is purified perfectly, then you have a good, perfect recall about who you are. Until then, you are just shifting in a world of illusion, scratching your head from one embodiment to another. That's the predicament of life. All because you are undernourished. The nourishment is for physical body. Nourishment is for your senses. And the basic nourishment is what you hear and what you assimilate and what you come to discover deep down. The entire spiritual movement is described in the forms of Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam. As you grow, you begin to blossom. But growing movement, like a tree, has to be nourished well so that it can begin to blossom. Your nourishment is practice of integral yoga in daily life. How to discipline your body. How to develop a very healthy mind, a positive mind, and controlled senses. Then your life that you live has purpose, has meaning. You are not wandering, you are not drifting. And you begin to then draw profounder nourishment, nourishment of spiritual wisdom. When well nourished, your intellect turns into intuition. So that's term nourishment is very important. Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam. When you are profoundly nourished, you become a cucumber fruit. You have little creeper and the fruit is so big. And it breaks loose from the creeper. It cannot be brought back to the creeper. Allegorical way of saying, the world is like a little creeper. But when you attain liberation, you become completely beyond the grasp of the world. The world can't contain you. All this is the Brahman of the Upanishads. May I never deny Brahman. Statement is not to be taken literally, because many people don't even know Brahman, so they don't have to deny it. The idea is, allow a little space within yourself, free from the domination of ego. If you don't allow that space, then you are denying Brahman. You're denying your own reality. Because ego doesn't know about you. So don't get so crowded that you have no space to sneak out of the ego's world. So, may I never deny Brahman. May I always have room transcending the ego and its realities. Because once you deny, you become completely stressed, absolutely frustrated, crushed under the load of grief. That's in brief. So may I never deny Brahman. May I have always that subtle touch. And no matter how things are, I am a ray of God. May I and Brahman be inseparably related. Each time when you think of I, don't give your I, your ego, a completely a separate existence. That ego within you is only a reflection of the Absolute. Like sun reflected in a jar. So the reflection is never alone. It cannot exist without the sun. Right? So there are, no matter how miserable the reflection, understand, that's a switch of angle of vision. It is the sun. And that sun is never in trouble. It's absolutely safe, absolutely immutable. That subtle sense has to go along with your ego. If that is the happening, that becomes, you have become a yogi, a sannyasi, a profoundly religious person. But in order to be that, you have to be always a progressive. This, any attainment is not a quick development. It's a progressive movement, inch by inch, little bit by bit. May all the virtues related in the Upanishads reside in me. What's known as Daivi Sampat. When we are growing in the image of God, all godly qualities begin to develop. And you don't doubt their development. You don't feel you have become special because you have developed good qualities. They become your natural because you are growing in the image of God. That again has a profound, subtle point. As long as you go on holding on to your defects, constantly cursing it, I want to be free of anger, but it has been sticking with me since 20 years. I've done so much mantra, etc. Still it is there. I'm going to beat it up. I have to crush it. This form of thinking is giving validity to anger. It is giving more strength to it. But if you were to develop simple sense, this is not me. This is some shadow following. And it doesn't count. What counts is how good you are. How you are developing day by day. To whatever extent, even a little step towards being good. Remember that. Highlight that. And countless steps you have taken in negative way, forget about it. That's subtle art. But as long as you go on remembering them and giving a mathematical value to them, counting them and making an estimate, how many percentage I have removed, how many more percentage I have to work for. If you do that, then you are unwittingly supporting your negative. Never let your soul be pressured by negative that is in the world of illusion. That in itself is a big sin. Atmahanojana, but the killer of the self. May all the virtues related in the Upanishads So therefore, what is known as Daivi Sampat, compassion, truthfulness, fearlessness, straightforwardness, devotion to God, kindness, humility, charity, all things that you can think of. May they abide in me. May I put on a wonderful garland of virtues. This real fashion. May they abide in me. Not intending to interpret the peace chapter. That became tempted. Now we're coming to the topic we are in. Is the Gayatri Mantra, Chandogya Upanishad, Chapter 3, Section 12, and Mantra number 5. Sa esha chatushpada sadvidha Gayatri tadetat richa abhyanuktam. The Gayatri is with 4 feet and it's of 6 types. This is further explained in the following mantra. Certain statements in the scriptures are like riddles. They are like formulas to make you remember many points. They are not to be given too much. Some people become too intensely involved with counting those numbers. But simple understanding is sufficient. And what it means, 4 feet of Gayatri. The Gayatri mantra, when you recite, there are 4 sections. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah, 1. Tat Savitur Varenyam, 2. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, 3. Dhiyo Yonah Prachodaya, 4. These are 4 feet. What they are relating to? The Upanishad began with Udgita, a special mystic sound, and led you to understand that Udgita is Om. The Upanishad introduced you to a profound mantra, Om. A mantra as well as a profound basis for Vedantic meditation. A-U-M. You live in a world of practical physical reality. But physical reality is actually a mental projection. The A, that's the physical reality, blends with you. It becomes O, implying there is nothing but mental reality. Mental reality dissolves into causal reality. O becomes immersed in M. See, you can how A is merging in you, and the entire O sound merging in M. And if it has been perfect, the fourth resultant comes out of it, transcendental. You wiped away the entire universe forever, called Turiya. These 4 have become extended into these 4 aspects of Gayatri. A, Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah. U, Tat Savitur Varenyam. M, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And the silence that follows, known as Turiya, Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. It's Om that has become extended, directing your attention to the meaning behind Om, God, Brahman. He has 3 expressions. Bhurloka, Bhuhaloka, Swarloka. All that you experience in the physical plane, all that you experience through your mind, imagination, feeling, all that you experience through your intellect and understanding. You live in 3 worlds. The world of physical reality. Good food, good drinks, all etc. In the world of feeling, reality of your feeling. A sense of inner expansion. And then you live with the climax, the deepest level within you, is your understanding. All these 3 planes are confused in a person who is not enlightened. And they become blended together. By mantra, you are trying to develop clarity of vision. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah. That God, Om, expresses in the form of earth plane, the three planes that I have described, the physical, the subtle, the causal. Tat savitur varenyam, that divine self is the sun. To that sun I invoke. I varenyam, I adore. Varenyam term is a very profound term. Varan karna, allegorically represented in the scriptures, like Sita comes and she varan karna, she puts a garland on Rama. That act is called varan karna. God is everywhere. The soul should choose God and adopt him as the beloved of all. His glory is expressing everywhere. He will not push. He will not assert. You have to come forward and recognize. Put your garland. And that applies not only to the highest level God, but all that is godly. Breeze blows. You can keep your room so locked up that it's filled with poisonous stuff, air. Open the window and the air begins to come. Opening the window means you have accepted it. You are now recognizing the presence. Just like at it happens with little things like that, in your heart, if you are cramping your heart with constantly negative thoughts about others, anger, hate, animosity, jealousy, then you have kept your house completely locked up, air conditioned. I'm not talking with the modern language. Open a little window. Behind all this drama of hatred and stress, animosity, behind all that drama, the breeze blows so openly, so majestically, that the entire world is thrilled by it. Every corner of the world is permeated by the divine presence. Even a little garden you have, look, every little leaf, every little bud that is blossoming, every little squirrel that is jumping, every little bird that is twittering, that's one way to look at it. But look at it within yourself, your whole, from toes to the head. What type of energy, what type of grace, what type of divine touch coursing through all this, healing your troubles, promoting your progress, keeping account of all things you are doing in your unconscious, a perfect filing system. Who is doing that? Open your heart to that recognition. Bhargo devasya dhimahi. First, tat savitur varenyam. That God is my beloved one. I live to varenyam. Put my garland on his head, on his neck. I choose to be blended with God. Bhargo devasya dhimahi. I adore the effulgence of my God. Why do you want to choose him? Because he's effulgent. The very sight of him gives you warmth and light. Love, light and power. Therefore you want to choose him. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat. May that God illumine my intellect. May the divine presence enfold my intellect. And that would imply attaining the highest goal. So this entire mantra is a powerful prayer, essence of all the Vedas. And essence of all that is Om. So that's about 4 feet. Then Gayatri is described as Shatvidha, 6 types. 6 types cover all this world of multiplicity. From the level of senses to the state of unconscious. The Upanishad has used in an allegorical way all the bhutas, all the elements Vani, expressions of speech. Prithvi, the basis, karmic basis of your existence. Sharir, the soul has been invested with three bodies, physical, subtle, causal. They are called Sharir. Sharir means Shiryate, that which goes on decaying. It is never the same. Subtle body, your mind is also. Sometimes get too fat. It's illusions. And then becomes light. It's subject to waxing and waning. And ultimately, it is not meant to stay forever. So that's all about talking about Sharir. Then Prana. Prana is the cosmic life. All these ramifications come to climax in Hridayam, heart. And all these stages are covered by Gayatri. 6 points, and they are all expressions of Gayatri. Put you more at ease. Think of the 6 chakras in your spine from Mooladhara to Sahasrara. This entire Kundalini ascent is the same project, is the project of Gayatri. All this is Om, all this is Gayatri, all this is Brahman. Tava nasya mahima, tato jayanshcha purushah, padosya sarva bhutani, tripadasya amritam diviti. Such is the glory of Gayatri. This is a prayer. Such is the glory. The Purusha is even greater than this. Gayatri is the prayer. Invoking Purusha, the self. Naturally, the self is the goal of Gayatri. Greater than Gayatri. All this world is quarter of the Purusha. Other 3/4 of him constitute immortality. This is mystical mathematics. All world experience, or rather all experiences of the soul come in 2 groups. Enlightened state, then the experience called Bhuma, infinite. Unenlightened state, experience called Alpam, little. You have 2 choices, Bhuma the infinite or Alpam the little. You have 2 choices, Narayana, Brahman, or Narayani Sena. Remember, Duryodhana and Arjuna go seek Krishna's help. And Krishna gives this 2 choices. On one side, only Krishna alone. On the other side, Narayani Sena, a vast army. Duryodhana, so happy to choose Narayani Sena. Your ego chooses this multiplicity of the world. It's a Narayani Sena. Even this world is nothing but Narayana. Therefore, it's Narayani Sena. But Arjuna aspect within you, if you are highly purified, chooses Narayana. Choose the sun or choose the illuminations. Illuminations have no reality. They go on changing. Sun remains, speaking figuratively, constant. So this is described as what you have on this earth is only 1/4 of that Supreme Being. 3/4 is in the transcendental realm. So no matter how much you gain in the world, you have gotten only a pinch of the absolute, of the divine. So instead of going after the 1/4, go after the 3/4. It's easier. That 1/4 is, to gain 1/4, it's a terrible difficulty. Because it's all fake. Fake things to handle is very difficult. But going after the 3/4 is easy. To recognize the sun is easy. To go after catching illuminations is difficult. Yad vai tad brahmeti idam bhava tad yovam vairvdha पुरुषादाकाशः यो वै स बहिर्वा पुरुषादाकाशः अयं भाव सः योऽयमन्तः पुरुषे आकाशः ब्रह्मन् इज आकाश आउटसाइड दिस बॉडी दैट विच इज आकाश आउटसाइड द बॉडी इज आकाश इनसाइड द बॉडी दिस इज कंप्लीटली फिगरेटिव लैंग्वेज When you view yourself, body, your mind deals with two things, internal and external. Internal has its space. External has its space. But internal and external both are due to Maya. If you are dreaming, in dream, if you are in a house, you are experiencing that you are inside the house. And there is big world outside of your house. But inside and outside, these two concepts of your dream are all inside, from waking point of view. And if you're not inside, they're all illusions. So when we talk of akasha, space, it is of three types. Bhutakash, physical space, all physical objects, physical matter, Even stars, etc., they are all located in physical space. Then there is mental space, chittakasha. When you put your thoughts together, there is no space outside that you can put it there and lock it up. And you put them in a way that lots of thoughts go in your mind and they are well packed up. But what space? What type of space? If it were a physical space, then bigger the thinker, bigger the head. But it's not physical space. You can have the boundless thought with a very small head. In other words, psychic space is totally different. Chittakash, wherein thoughts flow, emotions play their part. Feelings surge. All great experiences happen in that psychic space. But behind that space is the underlying reality. All the mental experiences like projections of a drama, of a cinema show. But behind the projections is the space, just the screen, absolutely untouched. So that's called Chidakash. You are the Chidakash at all times. Takash is an illusion projected on Chidakash. Bhutakash is projected on Chidakash. Physical space, psychic space, these are all illusions. The real one is absolute consciousness called Chidakash.